الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be friends, or being very careful of who you consider your friend. Let me give you some basic definitions of a friend or friends. A friend is a person who knows, or one who knows, with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, typically exclusive and not necessarily friend relations or sexual, anything like that. Another basic definition defined by others, not necessarily me, is that a friend is someone you enjoy spending time with, feel affection for, and trust, often outside of family, who offers support, companionship, and honest connection. So these are definitions from others, not necessarily for me, regarding friends. And so I'm going to talk about friends at the end, basically what I'm, and I get through with this, and give you basically Islamic perspective when you're talking about a person who is a friend. Also, we can talk about types of friends. So let's talk about, first of all, the definition of a good friend. And this also is not from me. It is other sources, and where it talks about a good friend is defined by qualities of trustworthiness, loyalty, support, honesty, empathy, and respect, offering a safe place where you feel accepted, uplifted, and feel and free to be yourself, even through life challenges. They celebrate your successes, provide comfort during struggles, listen without judgment, and demonstrate care through consistent action, making you feel valued and improving your well-being. So you can always, I know I'm kind of going through this a little bit quickly, but you can always go back, listen to this episode again. And I invite you to have some people, your acquaintances, your friends, to also listen to what I have to say pertaining to friends, because this is very important, because friends, they have such a large impact upon your life, influence upon your life. You know they have this influence, or you don't know they have the influence, but they do influence your life, and sometimes you depend on your friends. When you have challenges, you go to them and you ask them for help or for guidance, or just listen to me. You just be present, and you don't have to say anything, confirm or deny anything. I just want someone to listen to what I have to say. Now, what are the types of friends? There are basically four types of friends. I won't necessarily get into the definition of them. You can always look it up for yourself or define it for this for yourself. And you have four types of friends. And they are acquaintances, casual friends, close friends, and lifelong friends. Each playing a different role in our lives. A good friend is someone who respects your boundaries, supports you, and brings out the best in you. And again, you all can listen to this again. These definitions I'm talking about, we talk about a friend. You may know some people that are not good for you, do not look out for you, that they don't look out for what is best for you, or respect your boundaries, or support you, or bring out the best in you. So these people maybe have to make a decision regarding them. Maybe they don't need to be in your life because they do things that really hold you back and not push you forward or support you. You come to them with good news, and then they have nothing but criticism about what you said to them. Or they got always something bad to say about you or to you, or about maybe even someone that are close to you. So you also have to be careful of that. Now, let me just go through some bad signs of some bad friends. This is not an exhaustive list. This is some basic, ways to identify people who are bad friends. Again, this is not necessary coming from me, but from other sources. And you can always look it up for yourself when you're talking about defining friends and friendship. First of all, you're talking about one of the signs of a bad friend is betrayal. The person betrays you, betrays your confidence. Also, they spread gossip about you and about you behind your back. You may say something to them and they tell the world about what you're saying, what you're doing, what you said to them. And spread bad words or bad things about you. When you're there, they may talk about someone else that's not there. But when you're not there, they may talk about you to others or tell your secrets to others. And so you confide in them, but next thing you know, everyone in town, everyone you know, they also know what you said to them and about you and what's going on with you. You have some people, we're talking about bad friends, you're talking about jealousy. It's a sign of a bad friend. A person who competes with you and feels jealous or threatened by your success. So I want you all to, after we finish with this class, to think about that, to pray on it, and say, is this a good person in my life, or is this not a good person in my life? Do they compete with me, everything that I do, feel jealous, or even threatened by my success? You are all happy and jumping up and down about your success, but they are threatened by your success. And sometimes they don't even want you to succeed. Also, the person, we're talking about bad friends, you're talking about someone who is consistent in criticizing. Every time you look around, they're criticizing you. They constantly criticize you, belittle your achievements, and make hurtful remarks. And they always say negative thing or eroding your self-esteem or your self-worth. So these are the words of someone else. I'm just putting emphasis on it, and it really goes with the basic topic of the day, which is friendships or companions. So maybe you may need to evaluate those people who you call friends. Are they good friends? Or are they close friends, lifelong friends? Or are they just bad friends? They're not good friends to you. They really are the ones holding you back. So you may have to make a change in terms of them. If you want to warn them and say, look, if you continue to do that, you can no longer be my friend, or I can no longer be friends with you. And so, or you even pray and ask Allah to change this person's behavior. Maybe you are the one that are betraying people and always criticizing people. And maybe you are the bad friend. So you ask Allah to change you and make you a better individual and a better friend. And so I want to move on, my beautiful students. I have mentioned to you all before, is that you want to be careful of the person you take as a friend. And I said this in some of my previous episodes, and that the person who is a, for example, a person who is a, let's say, for example, they're a blacksmith. We don't have a lot of those nowadays. They make shoes for horses and just around a lot of soot and dust. And so this person, this soot and this dust or the smell, whatever, that the person had, meaning their attitude and character, it's not just with them. It also could spread to you and pounce on you. And so you get whatever they smell, what they think, whatever, it may influence you. But on the opposite side, a person who is a good friend, a good person, they may, for example, and they always smell good. Even when you shake their hand and they walk away, the air about them, something about them and their attitude still lingers in the air. And like a perfume person, when you shake their hand or something, that smell, that beautiful, nice smell gets on your hand or still in the air even after they left. Are they good feeling about this person? You don't want this person to leave because you just feel so good when you're around them. They encourage you. They support you. That's the kind of person you want to consider to be a good friend, not the bad friends that I've been mentioning and the ones I'm going to mention, a few others I'm going to mention now. So you keep that in mind in terms of when you're talking about having a person to, being your friend. Also, a bad friend could be someone who is self-centered, a self-centered person. They are self-centered, and they tend to constantly or consistently put their needs and interests ahead of yours. They are dismissive of your feelings, problems, accomplishments, and only focus on their own. Whatever going on with them, that's all they're concerned with. They're not concerned with your accomplishments or your interests or your needs. They kind of dismiss that or your feelings. Is this a person you want to continue to be friends with? Do they uplift you and support you? Or do they are they always putting you down? You think about it. I can't tell you to get with a person or not. You think about if this is a good person to be in my life or a bad person to be in my life. When you're talking about a bad friend, you're also talking about sometimes the person, this is a word of someone else, not necessarily mine, but it's the point, it's the mark. It's like that you have this one-sidedness to this individual. They never initiate contact, plan get-togethers, reach out, and you're the one making all the effort and to maintain the friendship. Look at it. Are you the one only maintain the friendship, and they are not? They're not even really putting any effort. You're trying to maintain it. This should be a two-way street, a two-way thing going on. They're trying to maintain the effort of keeping being friends with you, as you are making every effort to be friends with this individual. And you reaching out to them, you want them to reach out to you. Making contact, they should contact you. You plan get together, they should also plan get togethers with you. Also, the person, we talk about a bad friend, this person is manipulative, or they manipulate you. They manipulate you emotionally. They may even gaslight you to get you like on a guilt trip about doing things that you're comfortable with, and take advantage of your kindness, or create unnecessary drama in your life. You don't want anyone manipulating you at all. This is not a good friend. Or always make you feel guilty about something and not comfortable and taking advantage of your kindness. You take note of what I'm saying, and then you make decision about is this person a good friend or a bad friend. And in terms of a bad friend, is this person disrespectful in terms of your boundaries? Do they disrespect your boundaries? They disregard your boundaries and push you into situations you're uncomfortable with. So you look at it for yourself. Always in your business. Always want to know about you and what you're doing. And some things are not really there, and not really their business. And you can almost feel, no, they're not caring about me. They just want to know so they can spread the gossip about me. So again, they need to know their boundaries and don't push you into situations that you feel uncomfortable with. And so let's look at it from the Islamic, because I'm sort of running out of time. So look at the Islamic perspective pertaining to friends. And so it was related by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and reported on authority that a person praised another person in the presence of Allah's Prophet, may peace be upon him, whereupon the Prophet said this. And he said, and I'm going to just give you a synopsis of it. If one of you have, through this person, kind of praising a person, as I mentioned before, and he said, if one of you has to praise his friend at all, he should say, I thank him to be so-and-so. And Allah knows best. Allah knows best of what about this individual. And also the Prophet, peace upon him, he mentioned also that the person may say something like he appears to be so-and-so. Because you really don't know. So you basically don't go through praising the person and building them up, want to put them on your shoulder, that kind of thing. No, you say a thing like, I think he is or she is so-and-so. And also he or she appears to be so-and-so. Because you really don't know about the individual. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he warned about this. It was an Abi Huraira, he said, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ar-rajulu ala dini khalilihi, falyanzurur ahadukum may you khalil. And basically what I said, bit Arabic in Arabic, I'll translate for you, roughly translate. A man follows the deen of his friend, so each one should consider whom he makes his friend. Follow the deen, this is just me adding this part, or the way of the individual. So consider seriously about who you consider to be your friend, because you may go from being your individual self to following this individual and doing what this individual does. And so be careful about that. So each one should consider whom he makes his friend. Be careful who you make your friend, because he or she may mislead you and you start following their way. And so be careful about that. You start betraying people. You start not being consistent and always criticizing other people. You don't support other people. You turn to be from a good friend to a bad friend, following this person lead. So be careful, my beautiful students, about who you take on as a friend. Sit, think, evaluate, and see, and maybe some people need to be not part of your life because they don't give you support that you need. They don't seem to be good friends, and they really have the characteristic of a person who is a bad friend. And so I'm going to stop here on this particular, and let you all think about it, this particular episode. And then you make the changes in your life that are going to make your life more secure and more safe and more supported. And so my beautiful students, at this point, I want to just say to you, as I always end, and that is that you have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.